One, what Saffir is referring to, the breathalyzer, because you do have to know what the BAT levels here are in Barbados. I know they were printed and I'll get my hands on them if need be. But the what Saffir here is agreeing with testing people first. Good morning. With regards to the breathalyzer, the point the caller was making with regards to the road safety advocate is valid. It makes no sense asking for the collection of data to support the implementation of the thing after it's already in place, especially when all along the call was being made for its introduction as an imperative in the absence of the said data. So we, and then another person is saying, absolutely not. You should never drink and drive. If you're going to drink, don't drive. I can agree with that too. I guess when I was looking at it, where you have a glass of wine and, you know, and somebody's judgment may be a little bit impaired, he may get into an accident, he or she, but pass the breathalyzer test. But again, we won't get into the technical. Hopefully, during the course of the week and weeks to come, we'll have some further discussions on the breathalyzer test. But I do understand that it is now in effect as of January 1st. So don't drink and drive. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Fine, fine. Someone wants, I'm so very glad, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen 2020. We've seen the trucks, arrival of the trucks. And we have seen a vast improvement in Barbados across many areas, most of the economic front. I heard someone said a while ago that some people don't like when you try to fix a problem. When you have a problem, people just complain. When you try to fix it, you just get more complaints. I am sure that some people in Barbados are upset that the issues or some of the issues are being resolved. Now, Mr. Murray, I respect him and I admire him. But he's coming over as if he's upset with things that are done. I can remember he and I had a discussion on the radio some time ago regarding the same garbage collection, etc. And I insisted, I continue to say, and I always ruled it by, I always said that until we get the truck, we will not get a solution to the garbage collection in Barbados because the trucks have to pick up the garbage. He and I had a big argument. So now the trucks are here. They still start to hear the negative comments. So, you know, I don't understand what the people in Barbados really want. Now, a while ago, during the last administration, we had 26 downgrades. Right? We was on the brink of a devaluation. Barbados was really on the brink of going under. Since then, 19 months now, we had about 5 upgrades. And everything is, as I said, looking up. But I would like to see Barbados doing more before the speech. Just don't run your mouth. Do some research and come to the program with some substance. Now, I hear a lot of Barbados talking about with the removal of NSRL, Barbados have not seen any benefits, and they should leave the NSRL on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, they don't want to hear anything that's linked everybody with about party and politics. Now, the IMF just brought out a report which stated exactly that with the removal of NSRL, Barbados inflation rate has improved significantly, right? The NIS, they brought out a report on the 27th of November, and in their report they expect Barbados growth to average 2% in the long term. They also said that the inflation too would get to that said figure 2%. On the top of the book, growth, they said that growth is expected to turn to long-term average of 2%, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also speak about, they said that external demand for tourism services is projected to remain buoyant.
Well, these are just projections at this point.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
But you,
I'm just telling you to make sure, because nobody can say we will.
But no, I said projections.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right. The projection is supposed to be to be born in the medium term. With improved confidence in the you got the investment is expected to return, and foreign investment is also supposed to come. Now, in the inflation, the IMF recall that since the second half of 2018, inflation has been decreasing with an uptick. In the second half of 2019, owing to effect by domestic and international factors. I always say this, that the prices is always impacted by international and local factors. So people is always quarreling, some amount is jacking at the prices. But there's several variables here, right? He said that the second half, the second half of 2018, you see an uptake. Because that you had a fall off in the rainfall, that would have impacted us. That would have impacted us locally. But this is what he said domestically now.
Mm-hmm.
Domestically, struggling with the word, but I know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Abolition.
They abolished.
Abolished.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, exactly. Sometimes it's some words, but I know what it means. With the abolishment of the same as NSRL,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. With the
just say the removal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. The removal.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, mm-hmm. the contribution it was a great contributor to lower the inflation, and also they said that the low oil prices were also a key contributor.
Mm-hmm.
So right, so that's basically.
But let me say this in closing, because we do have to wrap up. We got a full board.
Mm.
When we look at all of this, and we got to look at the average man on the street, unemployed, and so on. What does that mean for them? And I think that people do have to understand that with all the jargon, moving away all of it, and it just sounds, you know, kind of confidence and investor confidence and so on. It must be important to note that without these investors, without the big companies, in the Capital Works projects, people will not have employment. So when they explain it on the bigger level and they talk about, you know, investor confidence, the average person walking down and catching a bus right now, or, you know, a vendor or somebody who may not be doing so well financially,
right.
actually will say, so what does that have to do with me? How does that help me? But what I'm trying to say is it actually does, because there are people in this country, for example, there are the big companies, the CO Williams, the Inatex, the Vision, all of these big companies that invest, you know, Williams Industries, that then when they get the chance to invest, when they get the opportunities to invest in this country, they then in turn hire people. Similarly then with the foreign investors. So when that starts, then, you know, let's just say it's a construction site and vendors may be able to go there and play their trade and people buy food, and then the small hardware stores, and then of course you can need laborers, you can need masons, you can need tailors. This is how you stimulate the economy. So if it is that when people, and I hear people saying, what does that have to do with me? How does that help me?
But you see,
but it does help. It really
does.
Yes,
but you see, my whole point is, right,
mm-hmm.
I think Barbados, the thing that there's a lot of paying attention to, they don't. Because yes, it will help. It's if the macro economy, once the macro economy is improved to a level, right? Because you got growth, without any jobs, because the growth isn't high enough yet. So you would not see a spin off in jobs. Well, once the economy, once the macroeconomy grown out,
mm-hmm.
you will then see it in the micro one. So that means the people will then need to come on with the services and to be able to get jobs. So it's not, they have to pay attention to what's going on around them.
No, but we do, yeah, but we do have to wrap up. But I want to thank you. But I totally agree. I was just saying that when the economists explain all these things, to still bring it down to a level, or widen it, I should say. I don't want to use the word bring down. Widen it to a level that everybody could understand, that it's not only about investors and big companies making money. Of course, they have to make money. I mean, they're the ones that make the investments. They're the ones that take all the risks. So you do have to make sure you have big companies so that they, in turn, can pay people to do the work. But thanks very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning, Brass Tacks. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I am well, and you?
But not too bad.
Good.
What I heard over the weekend, I think I knew your parents very well, and we were very close as friends. If that is the person, may I say, the mother is Aimee. I ain't going no further.
Okay, yes, yes.
Good.
And I know she's listening right now, too.
Yeah, I mean. I'll put in the rest of that if you would understand.
No problem, I understand, yes.
Yeah, good. Now, I want to say something this morning that may surprise a lot of people. But before I go on to that, it is clear this morning that the tax man does read from something that is given to him. He could not read words. I finish with that. That is to be questioned.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I know he's fair, Kader. But in order for him to get his facts, you got to read, and he may not be able to pronounce every word. I can't pronounce every word I read sometimes.
Okay, all right. I finish with that.
Good.
No. There is another point that I want to make this morning to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I was in town for years there. I even visit there, I'm here. Anyhow, I was told by some vendors that the National Insurance Building, they got notice they will have to move because that old National Insurance Building will be taken down within the next 2 months or 6 weeks. What a sad day that would be. Good? What a sad day that National Insurance Building taken down would be.
Why?
To the workers. I would elaborate on that on another thing.
Okay.
Now, when I go up Bay Street, the Light and Power Building was built in 1745 or 1769. I can't remember the exact date. But anyhow, in 1770, that is still going. Now, let me deal with garbage because I want to be quick and I want other people to think. Now, when we're questioning about garbage, I would always say, and to be truthful to the public, that every administration of this country made an attempt to solve the garbage problem. Would you agree?
Sorry, say that last sentence again.
I said every administration that we had governed this country since independence made an attempt to solve the garbage problem that start creating in the 70s.
One of the things, there's many things, each party comes and said now, they can do better than the other.
Now, I could recall as a young person, 1920, there's nobody that should be able to tell this country better than Rawl about the pulverization plant that was in St. George. You ever hear about the pulverization plant in St. George?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Right. Ask Rawl the next time he come on is here talking about garbage is to tell the public he has so much connection with that pulverization plant in St. George. They wanted to come and tell us the history behind that. It was closed down. Now let me get to the trucks and the problem that we have in Barbados. First thing we got to find out, when did this garbage problem start? You have any idea? This serious garbage problem that we're talking about.
I can't pinpoint the exact month. dead.
When the last administration for care office or was removed from office, did we have the outcry of garbage like we have now?
Not to this extent, but we had some. But not to this extent.
Good. That is all he's trying to point out. Now, let us get to the truck. And I want the Barbadian public to understand that those trucks are our trucks. And if at any time trucks were brought into Barbados to assist in the garbage situation, we should be able to accept it. And not only talk about left hand or right hand or back, anything. Anything to alleviate garbage in Barbados should be acceptable. But that is not the issue. This garbage issue started from the early months of the BLV administration. So we end up with a crisis. Could you recall people went to England or Trevor Prescott and a group to bring in trucks?
I really don't recall. That's the truth. I can't
say
I recall.
The public, you remember it was said that while those
in the first 3 months, in the first 3 months of the possibly last year.
In the
year.
Early,
yes.
I don't know, remember, but I remember Trevor.
I know they traveled. I can't tell you which country, but they did travel to look at
it. They traveled to bring in garbage, and they were called home. And the what was said to the public, that people were following them when they were about to look out, about purchase these trucks, or look to see what trucks are built. Now, let me ask you a question.
We talking about something that happened more than a year ago.
But 2019, and they telling you what happened.
I think that was 2018, though, by the way. That was 2018.
But we talking about garbage and when it started. Mm-hmm. Since then, you were told that you don't bring in trucks like that. Mm-hmm. And they were about to go and get trucks from Japan to get the retrofit and then to bring them in.
Right.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the position with those trucks? Are they still on the way? Are they on the sea? Where they are they in midair to come down? That's the question they want to
okay.
ask. And into
so
this.
You want to know whether or not, are these trucks part of that order?
Yes, that's right. What you want to know. That was what was okay. told to the public.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is I don't see why we are making noise about the trucks. Because we were taxed as taxpayers. I can remember the minister said he had got over $6 million from that tax source tax in a short space of time. So if in that long time you create $6 million. And the trucks cost $4 million. And you are still collecting tax. Within the problem to quarrel because it is the money that was collected to buy the truck. So there's nothing new or anything that going on that people want to make a noise about. And last but not least, I would have called yesterday. I mean, day before.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, when I hear facade, and when I remember that it was told to this public that Four Seasons was going to be the plank of development and investment in Barbados. And he was part of Four Seasons. And there's no word from him. And I can finish on this. This is the second day of January. And I would like the electorate of this country not to forget the Barrack building and the Four Seasons. And when you're talking about that, let the country know the amount of money that was paid to the Barrack towards that building that came from the taxpayers, and if that is anything to do with the debt crisis that we're in. And that's all I have to say. Joy, enjoy your day.
Thank you so much for calling. We'll be back after the break.
Barbados, who gathering in 2020?
We gathering.
Welcome back. WhatsApper here is asking me to correct the caller regarding Minister Trevor Prescott was not part of the delegation that traveled to purchase trucks for the SSA. So, thank you very much for that clarification. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Haig?
Yes, this is she.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Yes. First, this is for Dr. Masker.
Okay.
People, we want to know what's going on with the tax reverse money. He said before Christmas. Christmas gone. So that is a question for him. We want to know what's going on with the tax reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Reverse tax credit. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And Ms. Hay, you said there will be, you want to see less confusion in a country. A country cannot have less confusion. There will always be confusion in countries. Can't be no less confusion.
I don't understand your logic. I never said there would never be. But don't you want to see less of anything that's negative?
No, but you know about it. All government that it came up around government, and there'll always be confusion.
No, no, no. Hold on. Understand what I'm asking. There's always going to be some level of negative, some little level of confusion. Do you not want to see less of anything that is negative?
Yes, but hopefully
that's
going
all
on,
I
can't
no,
see
no, 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 no.
Negative.
But that's all I said. We are hopeful, and I would like to think that everybody thinks that. Would you not like to see less people losing their lives? Would you not like to see?
Oh, you mean in that
less
way? Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I talk about in the country of itself.
No, but I'm not speaking. I'm not speaking about anywhere else.
You didn't say that.
No. I'm speaking about Barbados. I'm speaking about Barbados. We want to see less negative, less confusion, less chaos. Things running a little bit more in a seamless way. Less of anything that is negative. That's basically what I meant in this country. And anybody who wants to see more,
let me go off of that there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the tracks, because I know we paying for taxes to the sanitation, but the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see where 10 persons went up to Africa to care about some mud? 10 sanitation engineers should have gone to look at the trucks. And
so
it
how you
be
know
no problems
that 10
like
sanitation
that.
Engineers did not go to see the trucks?
Well, I will have to hear from the you know with sanitation engineers, the people that is called the garbage people, they got a name and then the garbage people. No. The sanitation engineers always
and I asked professional. You, how do you know that 10 sanitation engineers, environmental technicians, sanitation engineers, or environmental technicians. But anyway, I'm asking you, how do you know that they didn't go?
So do you know that if anyway, that
no,
way?
No, but I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. No, I'm not correcting. I'm asking you. I am saying to you, you said
well,
they should.
Anyway.
You saying
that
they should have gone. So I'm saying, how do we know that some of them didn't go? I don't know.
Well, I hear that none didn't go. So I doubt my question out there if any went to see the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The trucks.
Okay. Yeah, the trucks.
Okay.
So that is all because it's a lot of confusion. I mean, yes, if the government make an error, they make an error. And it ain't made no sense to polish it up on that. So because I want to know the 7 trucks that Mr. Lord bring, they have errors. Like this one now.
Mm-hmm. So you saw this, you saw the fact that they needed to retrofit them. You saw it as a major error or you saw it as something small?
For my part, I want to know if any sanitation engineers went out there to see the trucks and it won't be no problem like how it is now.
Mm-hmm. But I then ask if you see it as a major.
Them is the person that is drive the trucks and deal with the garbage every day.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll got an idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we just want to know if any of them sanitation engineers went up. Well, who went up there?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So, but I'm asking you, know that the trucks are here and we know what we know and there was a delay. Do you see that as a major issue or you saw it as a small problem?
I find that you will have to spend more money not to retrofit them again. That mm-hmm. more money that we taxpayers will be paying mm-hmm. to get them retrofit.
Mm-hmm.
That all that. I'm seeing it with it. Mm-hmm. So I would that way want to know if any of these sanitation engineers went up there. Mm-hmm. And it will be that big problem. So I'm glad to see the trucks here to pick up the garbage about the
street. Yeah, I was about to ask you if you saw any as yet your side.
I didn't see any of my side. I see the other old truck.
Mm-hmm. But your garbage got picked up.
Pardon?
Your garbage picked up?
It was only a long time ago, and it only got picked up last week.
All right.
But well, that was there about 3 or 4 weeks, and I got a lot of garbage still around the country.
And it will take some time to pick them up.
But it shouldn't be like that. If the government make an error, they make an error.
Wait, an error? There's nothing wrong with saying there was a slight misunderstanding, and this is what is happening, and then we move on. But
and
the thing is,
coming out polishing it. Oh, if they make an error, they make an error.
Yeah, well, I agree. Right? I agree with you on that one. If people made, if it indeed was an error, well, then it was an error. No one's perfect, but at least they're getting it right, and the trucks are on the road. At least some of them are on the road, and hopefully the remainder will be on the road. I understand from what I've read. Later on this week or Monday, I think all of the trucks should be on the road. I think the bigger issue is now that we have the trucks, I'm thinking that there should be a schedule. I personally feel that people should know via social media and other channels what day the truck is coming. It's a different setup for sanitation than it is for water. When people are catching water, you can't tell them exactly what time the water truck will be in their neighborhood because there are some delays. But I'm not talking about a neighborhood drop-off. I'm talking about an actual community, an actual, like, for example, if they're going to be in Union and Union Development and they come there every Friday, I'm not asking them to give it the time that they're going to get there. Give us the day that they're going to get there. And if there are any delays to come, you just put up the schedule and said, today as previously, on Friday as previously advertised, we will not be able to make the trip to Union, and that we'll be there on the Saturday or the following Monday.
The public want to know if any sanitation engineers went up there. That the public want to know. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. All the best for the new year, my dear. Thank you for calling. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 11:30. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings, Ms. Hick.
Greetings to you, too.
And welcome to you and the listeners. Ms. Hick, I hear you say this morning that you don't want to bring baggage, you know, the negative baggage from 2019 into 2018.
Why is it that people say, I didn't say I don't want, I certainly don't want to, but in general, if you choose to bring your negative baggage into a new year, well, that's totally up to you. Then don't complain. Don't say the year was a bad year if you bring the baggage with you. Don't blame the year. Blame yourself. Go ahead.
Because my topic really is the crime, man. The crime, you know. We have to try and change the people's mindset. And we have to start with our youth, our infants, madam. You see those little babies that born yesterday, and the day in front, and the day in front, and the ones that are born tomorrow, and the next day. We got to start there and train these youngsters from very early discipline, you know, the consequences of their actions. And I know it starts with the parents, but we people like you and me too outside, we are parents too, you know. Mm-hmm. We are not only parents to our children. When we tell a child, somebody say, listen, youngster, you know, it is wrong to do these things. And he hear it from home. And he hear it from the next door neighbor. It got resonate in his mind. Not one, I telling him one thing. And then somebody said, man, come along, don't pay him no mind. You got problems. You understand? So we got to train our children. And we got to use the technology that we have. I want to share something with you, right, ma'am? Mm-hmm. In 2013, I think it was, I was working with it on a construction site. You know, he's a spiritual man. So one of the guys came to me and said, listen, come here, ma'am. I want to share something from my phone. I said, ma'am, you could go up on that phone. He said, man, you go listen something to these things so that when you go talk, you will know you're talking about. And when he put it to my ears, it was a song about, you got to kill somebody and shoot somebody. So I asked him, man, who you could listen to that sort of music, man? Mm-hmm. 13 or 12 or something around there. This is 2020. So you see the sort of information that was being fed into our youngsters' mind then. And if they keep hearing it over and over, and it's just getting worse. That'd be difficult to get that stopped. But we could confront it. Because years ago, we had a little station called Radio Fusion. I know the what people call the one-up. it was a community radio, because when I used to walk through the neighborhood, I had a teams to come out 1 o'clock, music to remember. And when you hear that, you know you're late for school. So whatever, mm-hmm. wherever you leave, you walk, you should just hear this song. We got to get the message to these young people from small, 15, 18, 20, and let them know that the consequences of their actions, they need discipline, and we got to let them know that discipline is love, you know. We don't want it to be abusive, Miss Yeager. Mm-hmm. We don't want to beat them and pelt this thing at them and you know, burn the hand off. No, we ain't going that road.